Today, members of the homeless community in Tampa received services, toiletries, clothing, and basic health care at the Hyde Park United Methodist Church. The fair is co-sponsored by the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County.
Patrick Conway currently resides in the Domiciliary Care for Homeless Veterans, or DCHV, in Tampa. He says it's a great alternative to living on the streets.
It's a peaceful environment. Everybody there is willing to help. And I mean, it's the first place that I've been that they do go out of their way to help people very well. I'm looking for a job on top of what my goals are. So it's a very nice place.
The DCHV, where Conway resides, has a capacity of 35 men and women who are eligible under the Americans with Disabilities Act. But according to their medical administration specialist, Sharon Tapia, there are only 19 clients there now because some recently found employment and moved on.
We are a 3 to 6 months program. We have three phases. The first phase one is for 30 days. That way they come and they get structure and get some skills. They go up to phase two, which they start job searching, getting job skills. And then when they get to phase three, they should be able to get employment, and then we start helping them look for a place to live. We're just 3 to 6 months.
Information about the DCHV is just one service featured at the annual Homeless Stand Down and Health Fair. Last year, it served 125 homeless people, including 75 homeless veterans. Wendy Hellickson is a social worker with the Healthcare for Homeless Veterans program at the Tampa VA Center.
Veterans and non-veterans who are homeless have the opportunity to come to this community fair. The objective is to give them a stand-down time, which means a respite from staying out on the street, getting connected with resources, talking to clinical people, really taking a look at their lives and thinking about changing their lives and ending their homeless lifestyle.
AmeriCorps Vista Summer Associate Adrian Wilson helped organize the health fair.
Blood pressure screenings, cholesterol, diabetes, hearing screenings, mental health care services. There are a variety of HIV screenings.
First, I'd like to know, are you a veteran?
Yes.
Diane DeJesus is a registered nurse who works for the VA clinic in Newport Richey. She took blood pressure of some of the homeless visitors to the health fair. Ernest Taylor says the VA normally takes care of his health needs. He served in the Army in the 1980s and has a service-connected knee injury.
I could use some of the hygiene, and I was looking for a pair of sneakers. Yeah, but they had already given those out. But overall, the stuff that they're giving out, you know, basically the essential necessities we need every day.
It's a little high this morning.
People receiving help on Friday, including Sherry White, a Mr. Ramos, and David Williams, gave a range of opinions about the health fair.
I'm finding out about resources for mental health, health care, housing, and emergency, just veterans information, just a lot of things that you don't realize that's out there. Me and my husband, as a couple, we found ourselves, you know, in a homeless situation, and this is really a blessing for us today because it's a lot of resources that you don't know that's out there.
I got socks, shoes, pants, shampoo, soap, towel.
I don't have a service that I need here today at all. I'm just looking for a job. Everything that they got here, I was planning on doing anyway. I know where everything is located. So, I mean, the services are good, but I know where everything is.
The Tampa Bay Workforce Alliance gave people advice on jobs. Al Hillsman is their disabled veterans outreach representative.
We offer a multitude of services for those who are looking for work, employment services, all type of resources to kind of direct individuals. We have a lot of homeless people here. My job is to specifically help veterans, and we give all kind of job leads. Hopefully we can get them employed is what our whole intent is. And we try to work them through some of those barriers that they have so that we can lead them back to the employment.
You can find links to more information about services available for homelessness or for veterans on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.